Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Jack Baldwin from GT Sport Racing, and you're listening to Thursday Night Thunder.
Hello and welcome to the November 10th edition of Speedway Digest Thursday Night Thunder, episode 94 of the series. I'm your host, Adam Jason Sinclair, and tonight, Michael Mullally and myself are pleased to share our viewpoints about motorsports with the world, learn more about our favorite drivers, and bring to the forefront some of the issues surrounding modern auto racing. This weekend is the second-to-last race in the NASCAR season. The chase for the championship concludes next week at Homestead Miami Speedway, and I am pleased to announce, as I did briefly last week, that I will be at the track on Friday, enjoying the racing events. I might post a little bit about it beforehand, and but I think some of that will probably be for Palm Beach happening more than for Speedway Digest, because they do have a full NASCAR crew that does a great job. So if you want full coverage on NASCAR events, including this weekend at Phoenix and next weekend at Homestead, check out SpeedwayDigest.com. So who's your pick to win at Phoenix on Sunday this week?
I'm going to go with Kyle Busch.
Okay. I figure I'll go with Kurt Busch then, because he still has a pretty good shot at the championship. He's done pretty well at Phoenix over the past several years, so that's what I think we'll take the checkered flag there on Sunday in Phoenix.
Yep. How much you want to bet? Just joking.
$1 billion.
Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah. Yeah. I think it should be a pretty good weekend of racing in Phoenix. They've always had a really good crowd there for their race. I know that they did take the super stretch seats from Daytona, and they're going to use those on in Phoenix there. So as they expand next season for more seating there at the track, so that should be pretty good. I'm kind of curious to see how many people show up at Homestead the following week. I know it isn't a sold out crowd like it was last year. So might sell out between now and then, but you never know.
Yep, it could.
It should be an interesting race this weekend and, of course, next weekend there at Homestead Miami Speedway. And that brings us into our next edition of Did You Know?
Did you know that as a semifinal race in the chase for the top three series in NASCAR, Phoenix Raceway is set to become an even more dramatic destination in this year's NASCAR season, as the chase format was extended to both the NASCAR Xfinity and Camping World Truck Series? For the first time ever, each race during the Can-Am 500 weekend will determine the final four contenders that will advance to compete for each series title, the Phoenix Four.
Did you know the Phoenix Raceway will cap off a weekend full of Veterans Day recognition with the first four-plane flyover featuring two F-16s and two F-35 jets from Luke Air Force Base?
Did you know that Scuderia Ferrari drivers Sebastian Vettel and Kimi Räikkönen will make history at Daytona International Speedway during the Ferrari Finale Mondiale on December 1st through the 4th. Vettel and Räikkönen will participate in the show that will feature demonstrations of pit stops, drilling accelerations, and fast laps around the Speedway's 3.56-mile road course.
Did you know that the FIA Formula E Series will head to Morocco this Saturday for the inaugural Marrakesh E-Prix, the second round of the 2016-2017 FIA Formula E Championship Series? The second of five brand new venues in the 12-race 10-country calendar, the event aims to further highlight vehicle technology development in the world's first fully electric global racing series.
Did you know that this weekend the NHRA competes in the Auto Club NHRA Finals, the final of 24 events in the NHRA Mellow Yellow Drag Racing Series, and the final of 6 races in the NHRA Mellow Yellow Countdown to the Championship Playoffs? Drivers in 4 categories, Top Fuel, Funny Car, Pro Stock, and Pro Stock Motorcycle, earn points leading to 2016 NHRA Mellow Yellow Drag Racing Series World Championship. The only championship locked up is in Top Fuel, which was clinched by Antrone Brown 2 races ago.
That wraps it up for this week's segment of Did You Know? Our guest this evening is Pato Award. Patricio Award, known as Pato by his friends and family, hails from Monterrey, Mexico, and attends school in San Antonio, Texas, since 2010.
The Texas Military Institute student began his racing career in 2005 racing kid karts in Mexico. As Pato worked his way up the karting ranks, the young gun captured 3 championship titles in Mexico and over 4 championships in the U.S., including a title victory at the 2010 SKUSA Super Nationals in Las Vegas. Award's latest karting championship titles came in the Stock Moto Junior S5 class at the Texas Pro Kart Challenge, the SKUSA Summer Nationals, and the Super Nationals all in 2012. At the age of 13, Pato moved to Formula Car Racing in 2013, joining the Formula LATAM F2000 Series in Mexico, 2000 Series in the U.S., and the Formula Renault 1.6 NEC Junior Series in Europe. The following year, the Mexican native captured his first Formula Car win at the famous Paul Ricard circuit while competing in the ultra-competitive French Formula 4 Series.
Most recently, he competed in the Pro Mazda Championship in the U.S. with Florida-based Team Pelfrey. At 16 years old, Pato captured 7 top 5 and 14 top 10 finishes, as well as stood on the podium 3 times for the 2015 season, while earning the Pro Mazda Spirit Award, given to a driver or team that embodies the heart of a champion as they aspire to reach their goals. We're going to give him a few extra minutes this evening, because we are going to have to call him up as opposed to having him call the program tonight. But Pato Award has had an excellent start to his career in the Pro Mazda Championship. This year was a great year for him. I know in the next couple of years, you'll be sure to see him in the Indianapolis 500-mile race. So it should be pretty awesome to talk to him this evening. And we're looking forward to him having a lot to say about the future of the IndyCar series. As a man who's only like 17 years of age now, it's definitely a learning curve for him to be in that series. And he is one of the youngest people in the paddock for the Pro Mazda series. So we'll have to ask him a little bit more about how he feels about being one of the youngest people in the Pro Mazda ranks, how his year went in the Pro Mazda series, and which race is looking forward to most for next season. They do begin their season at the road course there in St. Petersburg. Unfortunately, I will not be attending the race there in St. Petersburg this year because there aren't really many changes happening in the IndyCar series for 2017. Might be back there in 2018. You never know, but it should be a pretty good thing. So while we're standing by for a few extra minutes, go ahead and listen to one of the songs from Ron Pastana and the Pit Crew, 99 Speedway.
Well, I remember being a kid in the days of Johnny Brazil.
Once again, that was 99 Speedway by Ron Pastana and the Pit Crew. Now stand by for a couple seconds and we'll get Pato Ward on the line.
Hello.
Hello, Pato. This is Adam Sinclair with Thursday Night Thunder. You're on
the
air.
How are you, Adam?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
I'm great.
First off, can you tell us how your recent test at Sebring went?
Yes, I just got back, and the test came about I got a call. Actually got an email. My father got an email from Sam Schmidt last Friday, I think it was. And Sam asked us what we were doing, and he offered us to go to the test, and we said yes. So it was my very, very first time in the lights car, and it went really, really well.
Well, that's awesome. Hopefully you'll be in an Indy Lights car a little bit next season.
Yeah, definitely. It was a great car, great test, and I really, really hope things go together and we can find some budget so we can do the season.
Can you describe what it's like to zoom around the historic Indianapolis Motor Speedway at nearly 200 miles an hour?
Yeah, it's just such a historic place. Everything kind of changes when it's the month of May in India. I mean, not just one day or something. It is the whole kind of month where the whole atmosphere is just very, very special. The culture changes, and it's just really, really special to people that are familiar to the Indy 500, to the past years of the Indy 500. You can really, really tell it's coming or it just happened. And it's just not a few people that change. It's pretty much the whole thing. I mean, the whole state is, you know, just changing, and everyone in it can feel that Indy 500 is coming or it already happened or, you know, it's just really, really awesome, and I'm, you know, really looking forward to it, and hope I can be a part of it in Indy Lights next year, and then hopefully in the Rising IndyCar Series in a couple of years.
Which track do you think you're most competitive at?
I think one of the tracks that I'm most competitive at must be, I think Barber is actually one of the tracks where I've been really competitive ever since my first year. Maybe I didn't get a podium, but I was really, really fast in the Mazda. I just made a couple mistakes. But I think Barber, I'm glad to call Barber one of my strong suits, because I've always been quick there, and it's a track where once you get it right, it will reward you, and, you know, maybe you can get a win or definitely a podium.
What's your favorite thing about being a race car driver?
That's a hard one. I think just one of the best parts of being a race car driver is being able to get in a race car and go fast. I've always been an adrenaline seeker. I've always loved to go fast, and I think race cars is a really good fit. But, you know, obviously, as everyone knows, it's not the most safe of sports. It's not definitely not the easiest sport, but it's just something that I love, and I love preparing for it. So I think one of the best parts of being a race car driver is actually what it takes to be prepared, and the time you have to put into it. And the better you prepare, the better you will be prepared for a race that's coming up or for next year. And I think that's very rewarding when you really prepare and you put everything to it, and then you get rewarded with victory.
Do you consider yourself a racing fan? And if so, what other forms of racing do you follow?
Honestly, I just follow the Verizon IndyCar Series and obviously Formula One. I've been a Formula One fan for as long as I can remember, and that's pretty much what I follow. Obviously, I follow like the Road to Indy, that is the ladder system to IndyCar, and as you know, much people know, maybe GP2, GP3, FIA, Formula 3. Just kind of the categories that can lead you to Formula One. But yeah, that's pretty much it. I don't watch any NASCAR or, you know, any other different.
Now I'd like to throw you out to my co-host, Michael Mullally, who has a few questions for you as well.
Hi, Michael.
Hi. So my first question is, what inspired you to get into speed and racing in the first place?
I think everything sparked because when I was a little kid, I got a little go-kart when I was really little, and I guess that started it all. At first I kind of didn't really like it, but then I got to see it live and see how a race weekend was, and I guess I just really liked the adrenaline that it brought. And one day I just told my dad I wanted to go to the racetrack, and it kind of all started from there. I was about 6 years old.
As of right now, what is the toughest track that you compete on?
One of the toughest tracks, I think it has to be one of the street courses. This year in the Road to Indy, I got to race in St. Petersburg, Toronto. Those two were one of the best street courses I've been to. I love street courses, but they're definitely very, very challenging. I think Toronto 2016, there was a little change from 2015, and I think that made it one of the toughest, most bumpy, and the tracks where you have to be so precise. If you make a little mistake, you're in the wall.
What advice would you give to someone who is thinking about getting into racing?
I'd give him a heads up that he's about to get into something that involves a lot of dedication and definitely a lot of money. But if that's his or her passion, I think it's good that, people pursue it. I think that's what makes a sport special, that there's hundreds and thousands of kids and young adults trying to pursue to go to Formula One or Verizon IndyCar Series, and everybody's trying to accomplish the same goal. But everybody else has a different background. So, that has to do a lot with it. But I think if you got what it takes, you'll get a really good, opportunity presented to you, and you will be able to show your talent. And if someone wants to put you in a race car, they will put you in a race car.
Where do you see your racing career in the next 5 years or so?
In the next 5 years or so, I see myself in the IndyCar Series or Formula One. Formula One is still an option because there's still no one knows who's the next Mexican in Formula One. Right now, it's Sergio Perez and Esteban right there. But that door is still open, and if the right sponsors are found, that could be very, very possible.
but also, you know, a first Mexican in the Rising IndyCar series. There hasn't been a Mexican since IRL. Since IRL and CART, which was Adrian Fernandez. So that could be another option. So it, you know, really, really just depends on what scenario presents before and whatever, you know, works the best.
If you had the opportunity to compete on any track in the world, what track would it be and why?
I really, really want to be able to drive Monaco, because I like street courses, but I feel like Monaco, everybody wants to drive in Monaco. Monaco is like, it's like the Indianapolis of Formula One, and I would really, really enjoy driving there.
It was announced a little while ago that the IndyCar will be now sanctioning the Mazda MX-5 series. How do you feel about that, and do you think it'll change the racing weekend and the sport at all?
Well, you know, to be honest, I never got to drive one, so I don't know how it drives or how it is compared to maybe a USF 2000, but I think it's definitely a good stepping stone, because I've heard, you know, good reviews about it, and it's something that's a bit more affordable than what an open wheel car is. So I think it's good for people to show themselves, and maybe if they get an opportunity to test maybe a quicker car or whatever. It's good. They can show their talent to the other teams, and, you know, some teams even have a team in all three series. So, I think it's a really good idea, honestly.
Also, the Rolex 24 Daytona is coming up in January. A lot of IndyCar drivers and drivers from pretty much every series in the world have competed in that in the past. Have you ever considered doing something like that?
Of course, I actually really want to do Daytona 24 this next year, but not just 24. I want to do the 12 hours of Sebring, the 10 hours of Petit Le Mans, and which one's the other one? 6 hours of Watkins Glen, I think it is.
Yep.
I would really enjoy doing that in a P2 car. I'll be testing one soon in Bahrain. I know that's in Europe, but you know, hopefully I do really well there and I get an opportunity for the races that are coming up here in the U.S.
Well, that's cool. Hopefully I get to see you in Daytona then, because that's a pretty awesome race, and it's an interesting experience for all the racers who've been competing at over the years.
Yeah, definitely. It's a very different atmosphere also as open wheel. I mean, it's not like street race. No, it's not sprint racing. So it's a bit different the way of how you approach things, and it's a lot different. So I think it would be a really cool experience to try it out, and you know, maybe I really like it.
Well, thank you very much for coming on the program this evening. We wish you lots of luck in the future and next season, and hopefully the Sam Schmidt thing works out for you, as well as the ride in the P2 car.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you guys for having me, and talk to you soon.
Yep. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you.
Once again, that was Pato O'Ward, who's one of the young up-and-coming stars of the IndyCar series, and hopefully you'll see him in a lot more different cars next season. Sounds like he's having an absolutely fabulous off-season with all his testing opportunities all over the world, and he seems like a really nice guy, so that's a great thing for the sport, and hopefully it continues on very well for him in the future. So what's the latest news in the Michael Mullally racing season for next year?
Not really due to a lot so far. The car's actually still sitting on the trailer from the last race. But we're thinking, I don't know. My dad's kind of crazy, and he's like, oh, we need to try this, and we need to try that, and we need to put oversized pistons in the block. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. How about, like, one thing at a time? Like, but we're hoping to have two cars next year. And, yeah, pretty much the same. But we're hoping more tracks around here don't close, because that'll really screw us. And it's kind of sad, you know, to think that tracks are still closing.
Well, if you watched any of the racing stuff from this past weekend, it's not only the small local tracks that are having problems, as we've talked about on the show numerous times, it's the bigger tracks that have lots of issues as well. The truck race, it looked like if there were 500 people in the grandstands, there were a lot. So that's not really a good thing for the truck series, especially since the racing in the truck series keeps getting better and better. It's also the same in Europe and everywhere else as well. The only series that actually seems to be able to fill the grandstands to any regular basis is the NHRA. And that's a little bit different animal all to itself, but that's pretty cool. At least they're still able to do that, but even they have some off weeks too. So.
Yeah, well, Washington State just passed the minimum wage law, so minimum wage is going up. And I had to laugh because I've seen people on Facebook saying, well, maybe that'll save some of the racetracks around here if we can spend more money at them. And I'm like, you guys are dumb. Like, wishful thinking.
Yeah, you never know. It doesn't really make sense. If they're not doing the business already, I don't think that the track owners are going to be anxious to spend any extra money on their employees, too. That's not really how it works.
No.
But you never know. It'll definitely be an interesting few years in the racing series as well as the rest of the country with all the big changes that happened on Tuesday. So we'll have to see. It'll be something. And the fact that a lot of the series keep going to different sorts of cars with the announcement from the Red Bull Global Rallycross a few weeks ago that they're going to be going to electric cars in 2018. And the expansion of the FIA Formula E and their electric series that runs this week in Marrakesh. And there's all the autonomous vehicles in the future as well. It'll have to be a changing time in the racing industry.
Yeah, it'll be interesting for sure.
Be sure to check out the past episodes of Thursday Night Thunder, as well as all the other shows on the Speedway Digest Radio Network at SpeedwayDigestRadioNetwork.com. You can also check out the show on Facebook by searching for Speedway Digest Thursday Night Thunder in the search bar. I also invite you to read the articles covering all aspects of motorsports at SpeedwayDigest.com. As I stated, they are your source for NASCAR information, so be sure to follow them this weekend for coverage of Phoenix, and especially next weekend for coverage of the Ford Championship weekend. I might end up throwing in an article or two about that. You never know. Just look for it in the racing news section as well as in the NASCAR section of SpeedwayDigest.com. In addition, if you're a fan of South Florida, and who isn't, be sure to check out the latest news and information about our slice of paradise at Palm Beach Happening, which can be found by visiting palmbeach.happeningmag.com. Stay tuned on Twitter, PB Happening, on the website, Instagram, and more, and find out what's happening in the Palm Beaches.
Thank you for listening, and we look forward to seeing you again next week in the Thunderdome, when we will be delving into the wonderful world of modern motorsports with guests representing the top series in the nation and beyond.
Have a great week, and we look forward to seeing you next week.